Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Centre Parts Podcast Netball Fantasy Draft. My name is Jared Gardner, and as always, I'm joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. And if you haven't listened to the first episode of this series, we are doing a fantasy draft of netball players from not only Suncorp Super Netball, but from international leagues. We picked our centres in episode number one, and we'll just go through them quickly. Sophie picked Serena Guthrie, Taylor picked Kim Revallion, and I picked Paige Hadley. If you want a little bit more of an explanation as to how this is going to work and how we've made our selections and all that, go listen to the first episode, because that has an in-depth explanation into how this is going to work. But we are picking in goal shooter for this episode, and I happen to have the first pick in this round. And I've been tossing up with this pick. There's a couple of ways I could go, but I think the very obvious option was to pick Jahneel Fowler, absolutely dominant shooter for multiple years now with the Fever, and has led them to a couple of grand final appearances, and just does everything you need her to do. She very rarely has a bad game, and I think just with her under the post, I think my team's going to be pretty tough to stop. Taylor, you've got pick number two. Who are you going with?
Well, I prepared for you going for Fowler, or anyone that was going to have pick one was going to go for Jahneel Fowler, which is just a no-brainer. But I've gone a little bit left of field and more of like a developing up-and-coming player in Kara Konen, because I think that if I'm able to pull off what I'm thinking that I can do, I think that her movement and her versatility will be really crucial. I think we've already seen just how much she's grown throughout this season, in the fact that she has showcased her movement, her great timing, that impressive little dodge that she does is just so hard to stop. And I think if I'm able to build the team that I'm hoping for, I could imagine that it would be a really good move. Fingers crossed.
And Sophie, you've got the third pick. Who are you going with?
Oh, I was really relying on Taylor stealing one of my two options here, and now I'm in a difficult position of picking between two. I think I'm going to go with... Oh my God, this is so tough. I think I'm going to go with Maya Wilson from New Zealand. I was picking between her and Maui Kamwenda, and I was assuming that Taylor was going to go for Maya Wilson. And so I think I have to steal her. I think she's just such a versatile option. And we obviously know that Kumwenda is also that versatile option who can kind of shoot from anywhere. But Wilson's development this year and her ability to stand out in a team of stars is what makes her... Oh, literally, because she was in the Stars this season, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in all the Stars.
But her ability to stand out in a team of stars in New Zealand is what makes her... such a formidable option under the post. So I'm going to go with Maya Wilson. I just think she's phenomenal. And she's still so young as well, which is just insane to me.
It absolutely stitched me up on that one, because she was going to be the one that I kept up my sleeve and hoped that no one else remembered about, because I was going to try and like just keep her kind of quiet under the carpet, make sure that everyone kind of forgot about the New Zealander that kind of just absolutely dominated this year. So nicely played there, Sophie. Very nicely done.
Well, that was the thing. I actually, she was also on my radar. She was the one I was tossing up. I was tossing up between her and Fowler, because I think Maya Wilson's 2020, although it's been like somewhat interrupted due to everything that's been going on, she's just been absolutely phenomenal. And the three of us had a chat to Junior Levy the other day on the podcast. If you haven't listened to that episode, go and listen. But he had massive raps for her, and I was very tempted to throw a curveball in there and not pick Jahneel Fowler with number one, but it was just a pretty obvious pick in the end for me, and I'm still happy with what I've got. Some of the players still available, probably the big one is Caitlin Bassett. So there's an option there for one of us to pick her on the bench at some point. Taylor, I might go to you. You picked Kara Konen, which was a little bit surprising to me. I do like it. Who else were you tossing up between?
Yeah, there were a few options, but I think I would I personally prefer to see a bit of a moving circle, so it kind of ruled out a couple of players in regards to those tall holding shooters. And while, of course, they're incredibly dominant and I'm always in awe of the skill and the high volume of shots that they put up, whether it be the likes of Jahneel Fowler, Romelda Aiken, and those and players of that ilk, I kind of decided to go for more of a moving circle. So Conan clearly is the person that I chose, but I also considered someone like Lynise Pott-Geeder because I feel like she sometimes just flies under the radar. She's incredibly accurate. She just does what she needs to do and doesn't often get flustered, which is, I think, really, really crucial. And as Sophie touched on, Mawika Mwenda, it's almost impossible to go past someone with her just flair and dynamic movement. She's just such a natural netballer and really agile and incredibly impressive to watch. So I think that there are still so many great shooters that are available that even clearly if we couldn't pick them up now, when it comes to those bench positions, there's no shortage of stars.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. And yeah, like I said, Mawika Mwenda was probably my second option only because it was international. Originally, my second option was actually Kara Konen. So you kind of stole that option out from underneath me. I had Fowler on my radar, but it will kind of depend on how the rest of my picks go, but I'm trying to think of some players who can be a little bit more versatile. And obviously someone like Fowler, you're not going to move her out of goal shooter. So my pick three was going to be Caitlin Bassett. So who knows, she still could end up on this side. And the other player that I had was George Fisher from the UK. Again, we also had her on the podcast a few weeks back, maybe a month or so back. Really, really classy player and a great young talent coming through the UK pathway. So George Fisher was someone else that I had on my radar there, but I'm very happy with my pick given I stole it out from under Taylor's nose and Jared also had her on his radar. So I think I've won out big there.
Yeah, I think
not happy with that.
I think you've got a bit of a steal picking third, getting Maya Wilson. I think that's a big win. Obviously there's going to be a lot of talent anywhere we're picking because there's only three teams, but you speak about England and speak about George Fisher. Joe Harton was one that also couldn't have gone. She is a versatile player. There's an opportunity to pick her in goal attack as well. Players like Sam Wallace, Romelda Aiken, there's still a lot of really good shooters available. So we'll see if there's one that one of us pick in our bench spots. I think Bassett will definitely be the one to go, but we'll see what else happens there. So now we have made two picks in our fantasy netball draft. We picked our centers and we picked our goal shooters. Sophie, I might go to you first. You've got Serena Guthrie paired with Maya Wilson. That is a pretty deadly combo. How do you think those two will work together?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Obviously, I've unintentionally, but kind of also intentionally, gone for two international names who actually wouldn't have played together before, which I'm only realizing now could be to the detriment of my team. But thinking of how adaptable and versatile someone like Serena Guthrie is, she can adjust her game to almost anyone who's on court with her, and her athleticism working with someone like Maya Wilson, who comes from a basketballing background. So she can take the load and she can be that key goaler in the circle carrying the main load, and she's able to still get those great leads and open up the circle with her drive. So I think I've got two really, really interesting picks, and I think regardless of the fact that they don't have any experience working together, they're both very quick learners and both very quick to move into action. They rarely let anything get past them. They've both got fairly clean hands. I'd be really, really intrigued to see these two play together.
And I'll quickly touch on that in regards to the fact that they're both phenomenal athletes. We've seen the way in which Maya Wilson has completely changed up her game this season. She's come back, she's fit, she's raring to go. That endurance level is supreme. So having someone like Guthrie to complement her out the front could actually be a very scary prospect.
I'm keen. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you've got a good deal so far. Taylor, you've got Kim Revalian in centre and Kara Konen, as we said, in goal shooter. Revalian is already pretty, he's got a fair few accolades, not only at domestic level, but at international level, Kara Konan's one that is going to be a future diamond and a future goal shooter for the Diamonds. How do you see the two of them working together?
Got a very Aussie Queensland vibe going on at the moment, so must be like a hint of that's where I'd much prefer to be at the moment, up in the sunshine. But I do think that Kim Revallion, like I said, she is accustomed to playing with that taller type of shooter that she can release those long bombs into, or she can shake it up and be that quick, sharp, short style of player. And I think that that will really play into the hands of someone like Kara Konan. Clearly both Aussies coming through, or as you touched on, Revallion's already kind of come through that Diamonds pathway, but with Konan coming through that Diamonds pathway, they'd have very similar mindsets in regards to attacking plays and just that consistency, the ball movement, angles and all those types of things. So I think that that could be a really interesting combination. And my thinking also was that Revallion plays a semi-similar style to that in Laura Langman in regards to playing that more defensive role and that gut-running type of centre. So it wouldn't be too dissimilar for Konan to theoretically adapt to a game plan of Kimi Rav.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a couple of good picks there. In terms of my two, I've got Paige Hadley and Jeneile Fowler. When I saw I had the first pick for goal shooter, I knew I was going to pick Jeneile Fowler. I knew my entire team was going to be built around her. Paige Hadley's one that I think can adapt to any situation you put her in. And I think depending on how the rest of my midcourt and the rest of my attacking end works out, I think they won't have any problems there. And I think, yeah, any player is going to be able to adapt to Jeneile Fowler. Just get the ball long and high into her, and I think
piff it in.
Yeah, I think I don't really need versatility in my goal shooter position when I've got Jeneile Fowler shooting 60 goals a game. So yeah, I don't think I'm going to have any problems there.
Quietly confident on that, Jared.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think I'm fine. 60 goals a game, lock it in every single week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is it. So those are our goal shooter picks. That is it for episode 2 of the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. Do go follow us on Twitter at Centre Pass Pod. Do go let us know who you would have picked, who we might have overlooked, and what you think of our team so far. And we'll have episode 3 coming to you on Monday. So do look out for that one. Go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews. And we'll speak to you on Monday.